State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Comincio in italiano.
Sì, come no.
State ascoltando un podcast di Radio SBS in italiano, io sono Magica Fossati, oggi parliamo di The Italian Divorce e lo facciamo con Frank Lotito, benvenuto, welcome to SBS.
Thank you, grazie per... for having us here.
Lo presento per prima perché l'ha proprio scritto, adesso ci racconta bene questo spettacolo, ma poi la star di questo spettacolo nel ruolo della nonna, se ho capito bene.
No, Magica, sono la mamma.
La mamma, pardon.
No, ma cosa dici? Anche la nonna.
Cioè, ah sì, sì, per un anche... momento farò pure la nonna, sì, è vero.
Rosanna Morales, bentornata a Radio SBS.
Grazie.
Allora, anticipiamo che parleremo un po' italiano, un po' siciliano, un po' inglese,
sì,
che è una cosa che comunque succede molto nella nostra comunità. Frank, cominciamo da te, raccontaci sì. Da che cosa hai preso spunto per questa idea su cui stai lavorando con attori e attrici che poi ci presenterai. So, where did it all start?
Well, that's a good question. Really... way back when, in 2011, I did a film called Big Mama's Boy, if you remember, with myself and Holly Valance, and, you know, it did reasonably well. And in the back of my mind, I always had an idea for a second part to that movie, Big Mama's Boy 2. And if you remember, that film was about a young boy, a 40-year-old man who was still living
at
home.
Let's call him young. Va bene.
Who was still living at home with his mother, and then he had to move out. And so he found himself a nice young lady, and he did eventually move out. And so I thought a great idea for the second part would be someone who's going through some marital problems and gets kicked out of the house and decides to move back in with his parents. So that was the idea. But of course, you know, over the years it didn't happen. So I put that script in a drawer. I think I had about 30 or 40 pages of it. And then a while back, maybe, I don't know, a year ago.
I can tell you, it was actually October last year, November last year.
No,
okay. I remember the date.
Yeah, there you go. She remembers. I ran into Rosanna.
Okay.
After 30 years.
So you knew each other.
We did know each other. After 30 years, we worked together 30 years ago for a company, it was Broccoli Productions, and we did a couple of shows together. And that's when I first started as an actor. And Rosanna, I think, might have played my mother. I can't remember, but we did Ogni Casa Una Croce and then The Wedding for Broccoli Productions at the time. So, and I always remember Rosanna as, like, we used to have so many laughs because she was so funny and a great performer. And then we kind of saw each other and Rosanna said, oh, we should do something together. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. I haven't done a play, live theatre, for a very long time. I mean, I did stand-up for a little while.
It's a bit different, though, isn't it?
It's a bit different. Yeah. And the last play I did was a show called Volare, which I did many years ago, 20-odd years ago. And that was the last one, really. And then I moved into stand-up comedy, and then, of course, I did film and television for many years. But we got together a few times, and we threw around this idea, and I said, this is what I want to do. And Rosanna's like, that's a great idea.
Beautiful.
The Italian divorce. Let's do it.
Il fuoco sacro proprio del teatro hai ritirato fuori in Frank, Rosanna. Vi siete parlati molto prima di cominciare le prove. What was your process, I guess? Were you talking and discussing it a lot more before you started rehearsing?
I think we had a lot of conversations about the play, which direction we would take. I mean, Frank always had the idea, as he explained, of a man going back home and getting, you know, his wife throws him out at home. So, of course, where do you go? You go back to mum and dad. But I guess what we then started talking about was, why don't we get to know the parents as well, you know, about the struggles they've had in their marriage. So Frank went away and wrote the whole play with, you know, with these two generations, both going through the frustrations of living together and how hard it is to keep a marriage going. because a lot of people are, you know, struggling, and many, many people have separated and divorced much more than they used to in the old days. And not that we want to make a comedy out of separation, so we thought we can talk about it, but let's give our audience some beautiful hope, you know, that marriage, you have to work at it. And sometimes we do things out of love, but it comes out all wrong, you know. So I think Frank's done a wonderful job of writing a script that'll touch everybody's heart, that will make people want to go to the priest and confess. There's some amazing things in it, and there are some really stupid and ridiculous parts in it as well.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me as a creative, as an entertainer, is to give an audience an experience. And a lot of the time we go to the theatre and we want to laugh, we want to forget about our problems, but sometimes we want to feel as well. And I think what we managed to do in this show was, yes, we've got enough laughs in this show to keep everyone entertained, but I think there's a lot of heart in this as well.
I remember, Frank, there was one day where you came over to my place. We're at the kitchen table going through the script, and Frank said something, and then I said something, and then we both started crying.
Yeah, we did.
Tears in our eyes, you know, because we're talking about the human condition. And you know what? That's really hard to write. And that's why I think Frank's done a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
And he's also put a wonderful cast together.
Let's talk about the cast, actually, because we've got Rosanna here. Frank, of course, you're going to be on stage as well.
Well, originally I wasn't. I had planned someone else to do it. And then, you know, it's kind of really hard to find people like us. Our background.
You mean Italian Australians
that can kind of do this. There's very far few between because, you know, like I was an actor, I started off as an actor and I struggled a lot to get the roles that I wanted or needed. And so you end up doing your own thing. And it's just as hard these days. And so those actors kind of drop off and get real jobs. And so there's not a lot around. I'm in the show. But as soon as I knew that Rosanna was on board, it was very easy for me to write for Rosanna. And I did that with a few other characters as well. Steve Mazarkas, who's a dear friend of mine, and we've worked together for many years, and he was in Big Mama's Boy 15 years ago. I decided to write a role in for him, and he plays the Greek Dimitri, the Greek neighbour, who comes over and likes to instill his wisdom and philosophy on everyone. And we've got Luisa Mignoni, who, wonderful actor, I saw on stage a couple of years ago. That's right, she was in Death of a Salesman with Anthony LaPaglia and Steve Bastoni. And when I saw her on stage, I thought, oh, she's wonderful. I've got to work with her one day. And so when I started writing, I had her in mind. And, of course, I reached out to her. And I was kind of in two minds whether she'd say yes or no, because she does a lot of television and she did, you know, a lot of MTC shows. And same with Steve Mazarkas. They're really theatre actors, really great actors. And of course she read the script and she said, Frank, I love it, my family will love it, I want to do it. And so she jumped on board.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so that's Rosanna, Luisa and Steve, and then and myself, and then we had to find the husband and wife. And I, on a side thing, my side hustle, I do some workshops for actors. And I happened to do this one workshop, and both Davide Molica and Giannetta Coppolino were in this particular workshop, and I put them in a scene together. I thought, oh, wow, they're really good. And so when I started writing, I thought, okay, I'm going to write with them in mind. And then I reached out to them, and of course they said yes. So that's how we got the cast together.
Fantastic. And you are rehearsing at the moment. Italian Divorce is coming on the 30th of August or the 29th of August to Williamstown Social Club.
Williamstown Italian Social Club.
Social Club.
In Williamstown.
But you're already rehearsing. You were saying before we came into the studio that you've been adding a lot of lines to what Frank Lotito was already writing. Rosanna, you've been a little bit naughty. Ci sarà tanto siciliano? Will there be a lot of Sicilian?
I think there won't be a lot of Sicilian, but I think for my character, because I am the matriarch and I'm trying to keep my family together, when you get angry, you're not going to get angry in English, right? So I guess that's given it away. But, yeah, it's when I have to really
Tanto
get my...
Tanto bestiemi in
Italiano.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Siamo pronti.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so that's where the authenticity of the play comes. And Frank's a really generous director in that he'll let you play with your character and to find the character. And sometimes through that process, all these, you know, expressions come out or whatever you feel. And
I think it's a great way for actors to find their character as well. So at the start, we really workshopped the script, and you know, and so when you start finding your character, then you add those little nuances, or you know, like Rosanna does, she'll add little words in Sicilian or bestemmi in Siciliano. And
ma voi due siete marito e moglie nello spettacolo?
Sì, sì.
Husband and wife.
Oh,
okay.
He'd be a lovely husband.
We play husband and wife. And
yeah.
But I think 30 years ago, she played my mother. So
fantastic.
So what does that say about me, Frank? I don't know.
You don't age. You don't age, Rosanna. You don't age.
Talking about Broccoli Productions, which is a theatre company in which you used to work together a long time ago, some listeners probably remember it.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that company, how it started and how long did it work for? And
well, look, Broccoli Productions started in the late 70s, so a lot of our audience are probably weren't even born yet. But it started with a few of us who were uni students, and we wanted to put on a show. And it just started as a little show of little sketches, and it just became really, really popular.
They were called uni reviews,
like,
right?
Like a uni, you know, all those uni reviews that they used to have, and we thought we'd do an Italian one. And so a few of the students, we all got together and we just started coming up with little ideas, and then the audience came, and then the word of mouth just went wild. And for, I think, 15 to 20 years, Broccoli was very, very popular. And I think the biggest show, we had Porca Miseria, Mannaggia la Miseria, Ogni Casa Una Croce. And then the big one was The Wedding. And The Wedding started off in Sanremo Ballroom, and we did a long season there. And
venue that still exists in Melbourne.
Venue where so many people met in the old days. In fact, my cousins owned Sanremo Ballroom back then.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So,
well, that's where they used to have this, you know, Balolish or...
Dove si incontravano.
Fidanzati.
That's right, and the boy would always try and get you into the centre of the dance so you can get a bit closer and have a little secret discussion where you're going to meet the next day. You know,
and make sure the parents aren't watching.
And the parents couldn't see because you're right in the
lento.
Middle.
All the strategies.
But the interesting thing about the wedding was, I think we ran it, when I was involved, we ran it for like 6 years. And it was off and on, and we toured Australia and stuff. But what ended up happening was not just the Italians would come and see the show, but a cross-section of multicultural, Australians would come and see it. So we had Greeks and Italians and Croatians and Maltese. And so it kind of spawned. And it was during that time when, you know, the WOGs out of work were doing their thing as well. So it became quite popular. Yeah.
So, yeah, it just started from this little review and then became really big. And, you know, and then we also had an educational arm where we taught Italian through puppetry. So we did that for many years as well. But, you know, it's really funny because last year, as Frank said, in November, I bumped into him at Cohasset and I heard someone say, oh, I know her, because there was a poster of a play I was doing. And then I looked up, and there he was. I said, oh, my God, we hadn't seen each other for 30 years. Oh, wow, great, great, great. And that was it. And then 2 days later, we bumped into each other again at Brunetti's. And
we said, this is it. We have to do something.
We have to do something.
Honestly, you know, it's funny how life happens because, for example, a year and a half ago, I had a little bit of a, to be honest, not a tragedy because it worked out fine, but I had ended up having open heart surgery. And, you know, when you go through something like that, it's a big operation. And, you know, when they get you to sign the paper, the first thing that the risk you have to sign and the risks involved. And the first one is, you know, there's a percentage of risk that you could die. And so you're looking at that going, well, I could go under and I could not wake up. And so although the operation went well and I've got a very strong heart and I'm
you're looking
well.
Good. I'm telling you for those of our listeners who are just listening.
And I love telling this story because it does a couple of things. Because one, I think there needs to be more awareness out there, especially in men my age who discard things very easily and don't go to the doctors and stuff. But I beg men my age to, if something doesn't feel right, go and see a doctor. And that's what I did, and it saved my life.
Very great message.
Yeah, and so, and two, you start the night before the operation, of course, all these thoughts are going in your head, and my family and this, and what's going to happen if I don't wake up. And do I have any regrets? And you start thinking about that. And one of the things for me was, I wish I would have done more live performing. And one of the other things was I always wanted to sing. I wanted, you know, if I wake up tomorrow after this operation, I want to sing and I want to do more live performing.
Oh,
and
wow. So, will there be singing?
Maybe a little bit. But look, I did last year, I did some, so while I was recovering, I closed myself in the garage and I started singing. I started kind of doing my own karaoke in the garage. And I ended up doing some live shows with Tony Lewis, who does a tribute show to Jerry Lewis. And I was his kind of warm-up. And so I did some songs and comedy. And it reinvigorated my love for theatre and doing that after so many years of doing film. And so when I ran into Rosanna, because in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, I've got to do more. What am I going to do? And then just clicked.
Un segno del destino.
I was one of the wishes that the genie brought out of the bottle for you. Makes me feel good. But
that's a big responsibility too, yeah. Rosanna.
and it happened quite quickly because
it did.
For me as a writer, I've probably got about 15 to 20 half-finished scripts in my drawer. Because what happens is I get an idea and I start writing and it doesn't quite work and, oh, you know, whatever. And the ones that do work, you just go, you know. And I was like, for weeks, just, you know, till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just writing away. And then I'd call Rosanna, what do you think about this idea? And she'd go, what about this?
And then you write another 50 pages.
And I just literally, because I can spend months and months and only write 5 pages because nothing comes out. But when I'm on a roll, I would just write, you know. And so, and that's how it happened, really. Yeah.
Well, we're very curious to see the Italian divorce. At the moment, you only have 2 dates, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. This was supposed to be really a trial run for us, just to see how, you know, how it goes and how the audience react. And but I knew, so my business partner, Joe Accurso, who lives in Sydney, we've always been talking about certain ideas, but we both knew that this particular concept would resonate with audiences. We've had the wedding, you know, maybe the Italian divorce, and it's very contemporary because a lot of people out there are going through that, and I know many people who are going through that, and it's more prominent these days. But it's how do the rest of the family deal with this kind of problem? And there is comedy in it.
Absolutely.
You know, there is comedy in it. I know someone who, when he told his parents that he was getting a divorce, the first thing his mother said to him, she goes, well, that's it, you have to move back in with us. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, there you go.
That was the expectation, which would be typical in Italian families. Yes. I remember my grandma told the same thing to my mom, actually.
And why wouldn't you? As someone who's going through a divorce, move in back with your parents and you save money on rent and your mother does everything for you and she washes your clothes and iron your mutande.
Yeah. So, you know. That's right.
Rosanna and Frank, it was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming and all the best. So let's remind the listeners, there's still a possibility to buy tickets for the Italian divorce. What should they do?
Well, so we started with a Saturday and it's almost sold out. There's still a few tickets left. And so we opened the Friday and that's already half sold. So it's going
hurry
well.
Up.
Hurry up.
And that's in Williamstown, but we're also looking at, you know, maybe October, November, do a few more shows in Melbourne, and then we start a tour if all goes well.
So the tickets are available through Tribooking.
Fantastic.
Tribooking.com, the Italian divorce. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to our sponsors, if we can, Lamont Tiles and Otto IT and Dale Patterson Motor Sports for really helping us put this on, and the Williamstown Italian Social Club. They've been great.
Amazing.
Rob out there is doing
amazing.
It's
our second home.
Yeah, they really take care of us.
Abbiamo parlato poco siciliano alla fine.
A me che
salutiamo
vuoi,
almeno.
Allora, vi salutiamo a tutte e speriamo che venite a vedere questo bello show che ce n'è io e mio marito che siamo qua che parliamo con Magica. È bella Magica. Per viaggio che non avete visto una bella signora Magica.
Hai visto? Meno male che non parlava troppo. Mia moglie parla troppo.
Ma tu stai muto, che stai parlando io.
Un assaggio della dinamica.
Shut up, quando parli.
Rosanna Morales e Frank Lotito, grazie, in bocca al lupo, come si dice in italiano, e a presto.
Grazie, ciao.
Ciao.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.